Dr. Randy Penn joining us today. What's on your docket?
So today,
DocPenn.com.
Morning, Greg. Thanks for having us again.
Yeah.
Today, actually, last month, September, was a National Awareness Month for pain management. So it's non-drug pain-free management, which really kind of evolved out of the opioid crisis, and we're really not out of it at this point. This is something that's been going on for some time, and unfortunately, the medics that were passing out opioids, they've certainly pulled back a great deal from that. They were really kind of unaware of the impact that and how addicted the opioid really is to the body. So it's created an amazing problem in the country.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. So, everyone probably knows somebody that's been affected by the opioid crisis. And quite frankly, it can start out as minor as just like a dentist issue, like getting tooth pulled, or kids in hockey sprain something, and they end up, their first response was to prescribe an opioid. Well, that's how addictive it is. It can just start from there, and then when the opioids run out, then we run into this heroin crisis type thing. So it's epidemic, really, problem right
yep.
now. And so it can start out very small. The vast majority of heroin overdoses is a result of, there's over 70% of those incidents, they started with just taking prescription opioids. So chiropractic is really positioned to help manage pain without drugs. So that's really the awareness that the Chiropractic Foundation is spreading national news to really educate the medical community that there are options for them. They don't have to prescribe drugs first, and they're really kind of being mandated to do that, is to look for conservative alternatives right now. First, chiropractic, massage, physical therapy, different things that can really help manage pain without drugs and surgery. So
yeah, so people need to be aware of that, and I guess some physicians are just becoming aware, really.
Yes, I think they really didn't, that was their, what they thought was their best option. I mean, mm-hmm. It's certainly very effective in taking pain away, but on the flip side, it created a huge problem, and they were really unaware of that. The pharmaceutical companies didn't really make them quite aware of the magnitude of the addiction with the opioids. So we're definitely pulling away from it, but the way to really stop the epidemic from continuing is to not get the first prescription.
Yeah.
So to really have a system and a management system for when they see somebody that comes in with back pain or neck pain or shoulder pain, that they're referring them directly to chiropractic, because that's our space, right? Is that if we can get the function of the spine back in balance, what happens is it really triggers a reaction in the brain, feel good hormones that get released in the brain, and that's where neuroplastic changes happen, right in the prefrontal cortex of the brain, to tell the body how to really self-regulate. So the key to really moving forward, because we can't just pull these people right off of these major prescriptions, and we would never do that, but even the medics, they can't just cut them off of that. If they do, then we run into this heroin problem. So again, the key is getting the referral system in place so that they have our great medical doctors, they have a chance to help these people without drugs and surgery, and kind of guide them in the right direction. So chiropractic is very effective in certainly managing pain naturally by changing the brain and how the brain communicates with the rest of the body.
Is there an example of some pain that you've been able to take care of without, you know, somebody getting medicated?
Well, without question. And it starts, it can be anything. I mean, from headaches. I mean, people have headaches and they've taken these kinds of things. Post-surgery, we have our wellness technology center. We have deep tissue laser therapy and pulse electromagnetic field therapy. These are cutting-edge, leading-edge rehab-type things that can decrease inflammation, by decreasing inflammation, we're decreasing the pain, right? So even post-surgical, so let's say there's a knee replacement. This is a great example, is that there's scarring. That's invasive, right? And so we can take the laser therapy or the pulse electromagnetic field or both, and we can decrease inflammation and put energy into the tissue and speed the healing process naturally. So with those things, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and even just you know, generalized pain at all in the body is usually a result of inflammation. So we can help deflame the body and get the body into a state to self-regulate, because we don't do any of the healing. We remove interference to the body's intelligence system. It knows what to do. If the brain is communicating properly to the body, then that's kind of where the magic happens, right? Our bodies are self-healing, self-regulating. And so if we can do that naturally, and that's what we do in this space, chiropractic, is that we get the body in a state to heal itself.
Yeah. What about somebody that's injured, that usually you suffer an injury, you're not going to run to your chiropractor. You're going to go to the doctor, the emergency room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then that's really kind of what this awareness is all about, is really partnering with our emergency rooms and with our first response type people. When they see people in this kind of pain, is that give them an opportunity to really make a referral, so that the first response is really a natural course of pain management. And so,
but do they do that?
That's coming. Yes.
Okay.
It's definitely coming. And it's in some towns, some areas, it's more, there's more awareness than other towns. So that's part of the reason we're doing this and the podcast, which has more information, more detail, things like that on how this crisis really happened and what to do about it. But it's coming, right? That's the only way to get away from the crisis is to never get the first prescription, right? So when there's injury and trauma, we can, with our technologies and with just regular chiropractic adjustments, is we can get the body again in a state to heal itself. So tears, sprains, strains, the technology that we have is what's in every Olympic training facility, every pro training facility, to get these athletes to perform at their highest level before they're injured. But then certainly when they do have a sprain, strain, tear, things like that, this is the technology that they're using.
Mm-hmm.
So without question, and that's an incredible team, the Pro Football Chiropractic Association, they're interdisciplinary with medical doctors, psychologists, nutritionists. So the list goes on. It's a team approach to really maximize human potential for our athletes. Well, that's, if it's good enough for our top athletes, it's really good enough for our local society.
Yeah, if somebody has a question, give you guys a call or what?
Oh, yeah. They certainly can. They can call our office. It's 517-784-7443. They can go to the website and request an appointment. That is at docpenn.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a special thing that we're running right now. It's if they call in the next 2 days, we have a it's typically $120 for a checkup at our office to really do a full eval.
Yeah.
We're doing that for just $20 because of our work together.
Wow.
So save them $100, their
good
first
deal.
Visit. and they just need to call in the next couple of days.
Give us that number again.
517-784-7443.
DocPen.com, and you have a podcast coming up on... Where do we get that?
Yes, it's we know it's on Spotify right now.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be on the KHM website also. We'll find that out today. But we know that there's some on Spotify, and they're going to be each month there's going to be another one added.
And you'll deal with this topic.
Yes, we've already done that particular podcast last month.
Mm-hmm. DocPen.com is office right down the street on Horton Road.
Right.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, Greg.